I Got Served. A story written by Alfred Kojo Opia. Chapter 1. The Fufu Joint Encounter. It was a hot Tuesday afternoon in Accra, the kind that made sweat cling to your shirt like bad debt. Kojo Mensah, freshly laid off from a call center job he had grown to hate, wandered through the narrow alleys of OSU with nothing but coins in his pocket and a craving in his gut. His heart was heavy, but his hunger was louder. He needed fufu, hot, steamy, soft fufu with light soup and goat meat that melted in the mouth. That was his therapy. He had no real plan, just the direction of his stomach and a hunger for something familiar. The last few weeks had been rough, rent overdue, his girlfriend had ghosted him after he lost his job, and his phone was hanging on to life by cracked glass and grease. But food was constant. And Auntie Tina's fufu joint was legendary. As he walked into Auntie Tina's, a popular roadside spot tucked between a betting shop and a barber's kiosk, the aroma of palm oil, smoked fish, spices, and pepper hit him like a memory. The small open-air space was bustling, with plastic chairs, aluminum tables, and an old ceiling fan that squeaked more than it could. Yet Kojo found peace there. He spotted a corner seat near the fan and sank into it with a sigh. He ordered his usual, fufu with light goat soup. Auntie Tina winked at him, recognizing a regular with woes written across his face. She said nothing, just served him an extra piece of goat meat with a knowing smile. That act of kindness was already lifting the fog in Kojo's heart. He had just started devouring his plate when she walked in. She wore a yellow Ankara dress that hugged her curves without asking for attention. Her afro was wild but beautiful, like it was styled by freedom itself. When she smiled at the lady serving her, it was with a softness and grace Kojo hadn't seen in years. She looked effortless. She sat at the opposite end, but their eyes met briefly. Just a second. But it lingered. Kojo tried not to stare. Tried. But he watched her dip her fingers into her soup, the way she scooped a piece of fufu, swirling it in the light soup like a seasoned conductor. She was a pro. A woman who knew her fufu. And then fate stepped in. Oma's phone, perched precariously on the edge of her bag, slipped out and slid across the floor right to Kojo's foot. He picked it up and stood, his heart racing as he walked over. "Excuse me, I think your phone just tried to make a friend," he said, holding it out with a slight smile. She laughed. A genuine laugh, not the first kind. "Then it has good taste," they chuckled. That laugh opened a door one neither of them saw coming. "Thanks," she said. "I'm Oma." "Kojo." She gestured to the empty seat across from her. "You can sit if you like. Unless you're scared of strong women who love food." Kojo raised an eyebrow. "Scared. I'm inspired." He joined her, and what followed felt less like a first conversation and more like a reconnection. They spoke about food, of course, but also tech, creativity, and Ghanaian culture. Ama was a UI/UX designer, working remotely for a startup based in South Africa. She loved food, culture, and digital design, and she wasn't shy about it. Between a mouthful of soup and a giggle about how spicy Auntie Tina's goat meat could be, Oma casually said, "You know, the way we Africans love our food, I wish there was an app where you could order authentic local dishes, but from proper home kitchens, not just restaurants. Food with soul." She sipped her water and moved on to another topic, but for Kojo, that line didn't just land. It exploded. His mind took off. An app, local dishes, home kitchens, riders, micro kitchens, community support, reviews. It was thunder in a clear sky. He smiled politely, but inside his mind was racing. He saw Omar's words not as random musings, but as a goldmine. And that was the day Kojo got served. Not just food, but a vision. That night, Kojo couldn't sleep. The heat of Accra didn't help, but it was the idea burning in his brain that kept him up. What if there really was a platform where people could order home-cooked meals, made with love and local spice, from kitchens just like Auntie Tina's? What if that same platform could help thousands of home cooks, most of them women, make steady income? What if young jobless guys like him became delivery partners? What if food became freedom? He got up at 3 a.m. and began writing. Not a business plan, just thoughts. Doodles. Diagrams. Names. Something kept ringing in his ears, "You got served." By morning, he had scribbled the name, "Chop Serve." It wasn't a polished idea. It wasn't even a real plan. But it was real enough to make him text Oma. "Kojo, I can't stop thinking about what you said yesterday. Can we meet again? I've got something crazy to show you." "Oma, crazy is my favorite kind of idea. Let's meet." They met at a small cafe in Labuan. This time, Kojo talked and Oma listened. He poured out his idea like water: delivery logistics, food listings, health safety, vendor onboarding. He had it all mapped in crude bullet points. But his passion was polished. Oma blinked twice, stunned. "You're mad, Kojo." "Maybe. But I like mad. Let's build this." That moment was electric. Two minds, one purpose. And so began the journey. With a shared Google Doc, a dying laptop, and hope strong enough to break walls, Kojo went back to Auntie Tina's joint with Oma and asked her what she thought of the idea. At first, she laughed. "Me? App?" But when he explained it wasn't tech for tech's sake, but a way to serve more customers without a shop expansion, a way to build trust, a way to get her fufu across town, her eyes widened. "If this thing works, I swear you'll be rich," she said. "I don't want to be rich. I want to be useful," Kojo replied. She smiled. "Then you definitely make money." They created surveys, tested mock-ups, interviewed food vendors, and even rode around town to test delivery times on borrowed scooters. Oma built the first UI screens on Figma. Kojo hustled friends to fund data bundles and ran errands like a madman. They called in favors, ate watchy for days, and turned down weekend plans to stay up designing. But each step took them deeper. Into purpose. Into risk. And into something that felt like love. By the end of the month, they had a prototype. A basic one, but it worked. You could search for meals by neighborhood, see the vendor's rating, place an order, and choose pickup or delivery. They tested it with 5 vendors. The feedback was promising. One evening, Oma looked at Kojo and said, "Do you know what this is?" "What?" "It's not just food delivery. It's cultural preservation. It's empowerment. It's the taste of home in a modern box." Kojo nodded. "And we serve it hot." As the sun dipped below the horizon, and the smell of jollof drifted from a nearby kiosk, Kojo realized something. He had come to eat. But what he got served that day was purpose. And the plate was full. End of chapter 1.